Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
For decades, Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners have voluntarily cleaned up abandoned well sites, restoring land across the state.
What we had was nothing but waste.
Somebody was telling us about OERB.
They did exactly what they said they were going to do. And you know what? It didn't cost me a penny.
Learn more about the industry's ongoing commitment at oerb.com/restoration.
Well, cash cattle trade remains quiet this morning with just a few cattle sold midweek. Not enough to establish a good market trend with overall activity near a standstill. Trade, though, will pick up over the next couple of days as packer interest is likely to improve during the day today. Now, initial bids are likely to develop in the same range as before. Asking prices will remain firm at about $112 to $115 here in our part of the country. Firm underlying pressure seen midweek is likely to leave trade mixed with a combination of follow-through pressure and short covering developing during trade this morning. Limited volume is expected here early today, which could allow for wide market price levels until additional interest moves into the complex. Now, continued underlying support expected to move into the hog trade today. The bounce higher yesterday was sparked by optimism of trade talk plans between the U.S. and China. Although realistically, it's not likely that a deal will be reached through those talks, but the fact that both sides appear to be willing to continue discussions is encouraging. Moving on to the grains. Well, wheat markets are mostly lower here this morning, led by Kansas City wheat as traders get more comfortable with big yields in the central and western corn belt. Adding to wheat's pressure was the latest GASC tender, where Egypt bought 290,000 metric tons of Russian and Romanian wheat. There were almost 900,000 metric ton of wheat offered in the tender, a sign of how eager commercials are to get sales on the books. Firmer corn prices after a week or overnight open as corn attempts to avoid its first three-day losing streak since early May. As we've noted most of the week, markets have gone into consolidation mode, which is not necessarily a bad thing if a longer-term bull market is upon us. Easier soybean futures overnight, drifting from Monday's highs, but still above the prior corrective high at 894. That was from June 4th. If soybeans are to retain a positive technical tilt, they would do well to respect the prior resistance turned new support from early June. We're going to check all your futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
August live cattle down a dollar at 104.55. October was down 95 cents, 106.10. August feeder cattle down 72, 136.52. September down 60 at 137. And July hogs were up 15 cents yesterday, 81.62. Kansas City wheat, July was down 7 3/4 at 457.5. September down 9 cents at 468. Chicago wheat, July was down 9 1/4 at 522.25. September down 8 3/4 at 526 3/4. July corn down 8 3/4 at 441. September down 9 1/4 at 446 1/4. July soybeans down 10 1/4 at 903 1/4. August down 10 3/4 at 909 1/2. And July cotton up 6 cents yesterday, 65.38. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.